This is Chris Davis here at CES 2015. I'm here at the Flick booth. Now, I remember seeing this on Indiegogo a few months ago, and it was seemed really cool to me. Now, it's a Bluetooth button, right?
Yeah, sure. It's a Bluetooth-enabled button. It's an easy button that actually does something. That's kind of what we're saying.
Now, it's a button. So does it only have one function, you hit it and it does it, or is there multiple things it can do?
So the user can preset three different functions per button. So they can set specific functions. For example, like when you're out jogging and you want to control your Spotify, like one click, change song, double press, it will switch to the next playlist, or hold it in and it will repeat the song.
Now, how would you set those functions? Is it like an app, or do you have to go to the website and plug it in or something? How does that work?
So when the user buys Flick, you download the application, the Flick app. With the Flick app, the user just press Flick, it will pop up on your screen, and then you set those specific functions that you want Flick to do. So it's really simple, it's really intuitive.
Well, that's great. Now, is it battery powered? Do you have to worry about recharging it or anything like that? Or like, does it have a certain lifespan?
So we have put a lot of engineering hours in this. Like, with Flick, you're able to click over 60,000 times, which means that if you press 10 times a day, that's over 16 years. However, there's a coin cell battery in it, so it has a battery life of 5 years, but it's easily rechangeable. But you don't have to worry about that.
Okay. Now, how does it, can you stick it to things, or is this going to be loose buttons? Does it have some sort of adhesive?
Yeah, Flick comes with a double adhesive on the back. It has micro suction cups. Doesn't leave a mark. You can stick it to any surface. Then you can reuse them. You can stick them in other places. When the adhesive wears off, you just wash it off with some soap and water, and then you can just place it anywhere again. Or you can wear it. Like, we have clip-ons or accessories that you can, you know, wear it on your shirt to have like as a distress button, for example, like sending your friends and family an alert that you're in danger with your exact GPS position.
Now, does it work with Apple? I'm sure it works with Android, because I've seen similar buttons easily work with Android. But the big question, will it work with an iPhone?
Yeah, it is both for iOS and Android devices. Yeah, so it would work. Yeah, definitely.
So now, I know you just told me that your campaign on Indiegogo is still going on.
Yeah.
It leads me to believe the product isn't quite available yet. But when will it be available to the public?
So we have 2 more weeks on our crowdfunding campaign. And it will be available for March for the early backers. We have sold over 25,000 units already. So for the first 10,000 units, they will be shipped in, or expected to be shipped in March. And the backers that are backing at this point is getting in April.
Okay. And so is that when it will be available commercially in April?
No. Initially, we will do the Indiegogo crowdfunding campaign, and then we will go transition into our own website and our own partner stores and things like that. And then further ahead, we will go into retail and be commercially available.
So how much would this cost for somebody if they wanted to get just one button maybe, or a pack of four or something like that?
Like, we have a great deal on Indiegogo right now, where it's like a six pack for $99, which is really great. One Flick costs $27, but there's really a lot of different things that you can, I mean, you have all from one to seven to nine to, you know, an elite pack of 33 buttons. So like, go and check it out.
So where can they find this?
So initially you can find it on Indiegogo's website, or you can find it on our website, flick.io, and then it will transition you to the Flick, the Indiegogo site.
Okay, that sounds great. Well, this is a really cool product, and I really like it a lot. And the Indiegogo campaign's really interesting, because you guys hit your goal real fast.
Yeah, we reached our $80,000 goal in 30 hours, so it was really cool. And we have, it was really great to do that, because it really transitioned to a lot of visibility, which was really cool. Because the main thing is, like, we have an open API, so we kind of want to build an ecosystem around this product. And that's what we're trying to show with our partners. Like, for example, we did a collaboration with Logitech, with the Logitech Harmony Hub. So, like, with Logitech, you're able to control your Sonos or your Xbox or Apple TV. So really showcase the wide variety of what the product can actually do.
Okay, well, that's great. Yeah. This is Chris Davis with Tech Podcast Network at CES 2015, and I'll see you for the next segment.